Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the day unfolds, Israel is experiencing mild and sunny weather. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. It's a great day to be outdoors. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, warming the city. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel is facing challenges on multiple fronts, according to a report from Walla just in. The government is criticized for its actions amidst threats from Iran and Hezbollah. Also, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reported that the U.S. continues its efforts in the Strait, sinking Iranian vessels while addressing the ongoing nuclear threat. Also this hour, Axios reveals that former President Donald Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move that could impact regional diplomacy. Separately, a poll from JT indicates that support among connected U.S. Jews for the Iran conflict is waning, weeks into a ceasefire extended by Trump. And finally, from earlier today, the International Monetary Fund warns of dire economic outcomes if the conflict with Iran persists, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu has requested a delay in his court testimony due to urgent matters. Ynet Global reported earlier today that Iran's economy is in dire straits, with inflation soaring and industries shutting down due to ongoing conflict and blockades. Middle East 24 shared just minutes ago about a massive rally in Aden marking the anniversary of the Southern Transitional Council. The council announced a name change, signaling a shift towards Arab-oriented politics and renewed calls for independence in southern Yemen. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the challenges facing Israel, Walla reports that the government is under pressure as Iran approaches nuclear capability. In the north, Hezbollah's drone activities are a growing concern. The situation remains tense, affecting regional security dynamics. Turning to the Strait, the Jerusalem Post details U.S. military actions against Iranian targets. The U.S. aims to maintain open shipping lanes while addressing the nuclear threat. This military presence underscores the delicate balance of power in the region. Meanwhile, Trump's proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, reported by Axios, is politically sensitive for Israeli leadership. It could pave the way for broader negotiations with Iran. The ceasefire offers a temporary reprieve, allowing diplomatic efforts to gain traction. In a related development, the JTA poll indicates declining support among U.S. Jews for the Iran war. This shift comes amid ongoing ceasefire extensions by Trump. The changing public opinion could influence future U.S. foreign policy. Finally, the IMF's warning highlights economic risks if the Iran conflict continues. The Jerusalem Post stresses that prolonged tensions could have severe global economic repercussions. This serves as a cautionary note for policymakers worldwide. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Ilan Ben-Dov reflects on the rise and fall of Israel's tycoon era. He warns of potential economic threats from Iran, emphasizing the need for caution in financial markets. Separately, Walla Business highlights concerns from the business sector about recent compensation policies. The removal of key salary components is causing discontent among businesses. And finally, Ynet Business discusses a decline in Israel's high-tech R&D jobs, raising fears of a brain drain. Despite high exports and productivity, the sector faces challenges that could impact future innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.